Winnipeg's only alphabetic radio show, right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of Abecedarian power, right here on the Gashly.
Sitting on earlobe seat, making conversation, we have identical intentions for tonight. I'm pretty sure you wanna kiss me, but I'm too nervous to lean in and find out if I'm right. I've been clutching your knees, but never be free. Room is so warm, your lips are overwhelming me. The way you form your letters, sure just makes it better. The formation's so distracting that the content barely matters. Paragraphs are enough to have for my self-restraint. Patience is waning, not sure how long I can wait. Look at me with flaming eyes, soft and clear and bright, and I know it'll be worth it even if it takes all night. If you kiss me when I walk through the door, I probably wouldn't like you as much. These anxious hours of anticipation will just make it that much better when our lips finally touch. Sitting on your love seat, making conversation, we have identical intentions for tonight. I'm pretty sure you wanna kiss me, but I'm too nervous to lean in and find out if I'm right.
I thought I'd see you around, not every day but pretty often. Now that you're really leaving town, I just wish I'd been more honest. Remember over the summer when I first got your number, I thought that we could be friends, maybe something better. My heart skipped. Why don't you come over, make some dinner? You can mute the next game, put on a record. Head over to mobile, pick out a sixer. Pretend you don't miss her, not anymore. How was your weekend? Did you get a cool boyfriend? You didn't, but I bet you will soon. Why don't you come over, same time tomorrow, and every day after, till you feel better?
There you have it. That was three songs by Quarterbacks. My mic's a little loud, sorry about that. And that thus begins the Q episode here on the Gashly Crumb Tinies. Three beautiful songs, three quick twee tracks for you lovers of music out there. Quarterbacks put out their self-titled album in 2015, and I think I just played the last three tracks off that album, as I have, through most Q episodes, played songs from that album, because this is a great album. It came out almost 10 years ago. But those are the last three, so technically I can't play anything more from that album. Although, I mean, we've been doing this show for long enough. Maybe I need to install a new rule wherein if you play all the songs on an album, maybe you're allowed to start again, especially if the album's over 10 years old. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. We'll see what we say in season 20. But you are listening to a Q episode of season 19 here on, as far as I know, CKW's only alphabetic radio program. Working our way through the alphabet. Last week was letter P. Pre-recorded episode. Really hope it aired. I believe it did. But our archives are down a little bit, so, or they were down. So I should double check that in a song break before I get back to you. I know in that episode, if you were listening, and if it did go to air, I think I, for the first time, erroneously referred to the next episode as the R episode because I didn't say the alphabet in my head. I just confidently declared that the next letter after P was R. But you can't forget about Q. Sometimes we loop them together. We do PQ because of like Province du Québec and other things that start with PQ, or QR because the QR code. But this season I've been trying a lot harder to do each letter in its own episode. We're getting close to the end of the year. You wouldn't know it by looking outside if you live here in Winnipeg or in the surrounding area, because there's no snow and it's currently raining cats and dogs. But maybe snows in the future. I don't know. Like, it's not a dirty word to say anymore because we're expecting at any moment that it'll come, usually after a bit of showers. But I ain't no weatherman. I'm just a music man. And I'm going to play some music up next for you by a band called Quilt, who cozy in sound are also something you could wear to stay warm in the winter. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Quilt is a wonderful band. Not really putting out any new music. It's been a little while. But like Quarterbacks, I'm plumbing the depths of an album they put out. Ooh, when did Plaza come out? 2016, also in February. What else are you going to do in the winter? Put out music like the previous band. I was going to play the last two songs that I haven't played off this album, or that I want to play off this album, Plaza. I'm going to play a song called O'Connor's Barn, and then Padova by Quilt. And we'll be back with a mix, you know? I'm going to do at least two songs from the same album, from a number of different artists, kind of like I did last week, if it aired. I got to check that. My producer's telling me to go to music so I can stop talking about things I don't know. All right, here's O'Connor's Barn by Quilt. Also, I don't have a producer. I'm the producer. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned.
Can't. often since you first know how. Another day, another name you'll take. Ain't it funny how we make mistakes?
Padova, or Padua, as some people say in English. It's in Italy. I didn't quite realize that. I sort of had an inkling, but nice song by Quilt. Before that, O'Connor's Barn, which is probably not located in Padova, but I'm just going to hazard that guess. Yeah. I'm going to move along with an entirely different structure from a barn. We're going to move on to a Quincy. Yes, a snow fort of sorts. And music by the band from Winnipeg, actually, yeah. I don't know if they're technically still together. I don't know if you can call it a hiatus. It's been a while since they've put out any music, but they put out one album and several EPs when they were still pretty active. The Toronto brothers and the Pancrats brothers, and all of them are cousins, apparently. So family band affair, if you didn't know that already. Quincy put out an EP called The Flats, so I'm going to play something off that. Maybe it's technically an album. It's in 2012. I'm going to play a song called Beautiful But Borrowed, and then another one called Built a Machine. And yeah, we're going to keep this Q train a rolling right here with Quincy on The Gash the Crumb Tinies.
For almost an hour, I never a point in trying to fake it. Feel nostalgic for summer age that this little town never had anyway. Cobblestone and old city street lights, beautiful but borrowed, all right. Beautiful but borrowed, all right. Oh, beautiful but borrowed, all right.
Taking over in some ways, you've got me figured out a line.
Yes, that was Built a Machine by Quincy. Before that, Beautiful But Borrowed, also by Quincy. You are listening to this Q episode of the Gash the Crumb Tinies on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Daniel, and we're broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. In a series of complicated segues, we're going to play something from Queens of the Stone Age off their newest record. The segue being the last band we just listened to, Quincy. The two of the members are Toronto brothers, and they're related to Christy Toronto, who fronts a band, an active local Winnipeg band called Paper Machetes. And there's a song on the Queens of the Stone Age newest record in Times New Roman called Paper Machete. There's actually a lot of pun named songs in that record, but I just thought, why not play them next for that very obscure connection? So if you're following me, I appreciate it, because it's kind of the typical thing you get here on the Gash the Crumb Tinies. Another typical thing is the weather, and I'm going to get to that straight away. If you didn't already know by looking outside, it's raining out there today. It's 7 degrees. It's been raining most of the day, and it's going to continue throughout the night. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 7. Yeah, plus 7. With periods of rain or drizzle continuing throughout the day. But it'll be clear in the evening. I think the general forecast is that it should wrap up around 2 p.m., 2 or 3 p.m. tomorrow. So we can look forward to that. It'll be a wet morning. In the evening, it's going to go down to minus 3. So we'll see how much of that water is left over and puddles and whatnot. And if it freezes, be careful. Tuesday is going to be a high of 6 degrees and sunny. So some of that might evaporate. But going down to minus 6 overnight. And the rest of the week, daytime positive single-digit temperatures. And then negatives overnight. Like high of 4 on Wednesday, minus 4 overnight. 6 degrees and sunny on Thursday, minus 4 overnight. Friday will be 6 degrees and sunny, going down to minus 2 overnight. And a balmy 8 degrees Celsius on Saturday. So, yeah, no snow in the forecasts for now. But I don't know if that's what you want or not. I don't know if that's what the people want. I mean, I'm sure for anybody who was out trick-or-treating last week, it was probably quite pleasant not having to stomp around in snow. Or wear your costume over your coat, because not everyone has to deal with that in other parts of the world. Saw enough memes about that to remember. In any case, moving on to Queens of the Stone Age, as I was mentioning. Two songs off of their newest record came out last year called In Times New Roman. Apparently they recorded it a couple years before releasing it, but just had so much going on in their lives. Mostly bad things, some good things, but mostly bad things. It was just sort of like, we have to deal with life before we could focus on putting out a record. It makes a lot of sense. There's interviews and more elegant quotes from Josh Homme than I can iterate right here. But it's an interesting record. And good to see that. I believe they're still back on tour. They took a brief break because Josh Homme was recovering from some illness. But they're back on tour, I believe, now. And yeah, I picked Obscenery as the first track. And the second one is Negative Space. Two, I'd say, standout tracks from the album. I was very tempted to go way back in their discography because that's what I'm more familiar with. But like, I'm adhering to this trend in the last number of episodes. If you've been listening every week, trying to play the newest music possible from the artists being showcased to you here on this show. It's the least I could do, you know, fit in a local band or two, maybe more. Some obscure stuff and some pretty popular stuff. Not too popular though, you know, we can't get too many hit records here on CKW. We're a college station, and we appreciate you tuning in from this radio station at the University of Winnipeg. All right, enough of my accent. Here's Obscenery by Queens of the Stone Age, and stick around for the Qualitons and Qua to end the show. We still got time to go, though, 29 minutes, so stick around.
So
Yeah, that was the Queens of the Stone Age. Sorry, just Queens of the Stone Age. No article at the start. My bad. The song called Negative Space. Before that, Obscenery off of their... Both of the songs off of their newest album, In Times, New Roman. And we're going to play something up next from Hungary, from Budapest. Before I do that, though, just a reminder of a couple events going on in Winnipeg. A reason to get out of the house, the apartment, wherever you live, you camper. Norma Jean is playing with Teeth at Side Stage Winnipeg, a fairly new venue. That's going on Tuesday night. Should be cool. Wednesday, same venue. Cadence Weapon, damn, is playing Super Duty Tough Work. Was playing with Super Duty Tough Work, also at Side Stage, as I said. Tickets still available for both those shows, as far as I could tell. Friday night, Jamboree is going to be joined by Nikki Baby and Means Path at the Handsome Daughter. Should be a fun show. Put on by Real Love Winnipeg. And Saturday, if you're lucky enough, you got a ticket to the 20th anniversary of You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. That's right, Death from Above is coming to Winnipeg. And the show sold out before my dumbass got a ticket. So if you know of anybody having tickets out there, if you got tickets for sale, or if you know of somebody selling tickets to the Death from Above show, please let me know. Also, I know it is Death from Above 1979, based on the legal requirement to differentiate their name from James Murphy's record label, Death From Above Records, even though they both ripped off the name of Helicopter from Apocalypse Now. Anyways, cool show. If you didn't get tickets to that, but you still want to go see music, check out the music of the Tragically Hip at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, as well as a tribute to Arctic Monkeys by the Love Letters. So that should be fun. Fun. Lots of music this weekend. But here's the Qualitons, though. Wonderful psychedelic punk, funk, mostly funk rock. There's no punk in there. What am I saying? I'm going to play two songs off their newest record, which came out earlier this year. Yes, September 20th. It's very fresh. The record's called Club Eco Volume 1, a.k.a. The Trail. They've got two songs. This first song is called Naked Is Job Hahus, which... should I even? No, here we're going to do it. How's it sound? Nekadishio Bahus. Okay. That means it's better for you too. Good to know. And the second one, I'm going to say Whimsy Bar. Is that the name of the title? No. That's not how you say that or write it. Whimsy Bar. Well, I'm relying on my good friend here.
Whimsy Bar.
Google Translate to read that out for me. No translation for that, though. But the nice thing about this music is you don't need to know Hungarian to enjoy the Qualitons. Their funkadelic, psychedelic goodness just transcends language. And you don't really need to know what they're saying. It would be nice, I'm sure, despite my efforts to help you with that. I'm a translator sometimes. I'm not getting paid for this. No, but seriously, Club Eco Volume 1. Great record. These are my two favorite tracks off that record. So let's enjoy it together. Well, folks, so we're running out of time here on the Gashly Chrome Tiny, so we're gonna just keep it going. Two more songs by an Australian artist called Qua. That's Q-U-A. up next. They put out an album a number of years ago called Q&A, which is equally confusing. Came out in 2010, and I'm only discovering it now. So I'm going to play a song for you called Dance of the 3/4 and then Circles. It's a trip. It's a trip. So I'm going to shut up and just let you listen, because you need to experience this. But quoi? For the rest of your week, I hope you remember this song, and I'll be back next Sunday with the letter R, for real. Take care in the meantime. Be nice to the people around you. And don't drink and drive.